direct you to paragraph 3, which is use and possession, 2, which is property rights of occupier, and then 5, which is transfer of right to occupy. Those were all conveyances from Empire District Electric to Unified Covenant, who's the applicant here this evening.
What paragraph was that?
Sure. Yes, 3 is use and possession, and then 2 is property rights of the occupier.
Any other comments or questions? This is a very complicated application with ownership. And so is there any discussion before making a motion, or is anyone up to making a motion?
I have one more question. Who has the property for sale?
So if you've got a buyer, let us know. But initially, we put it up for sale. It is on Zillow. It's listed as for sale by owner. There's no short-term intention of selling it. That's why it's priced the way it is, and that's why, frankly, there hasn't been a ton of interest on it. And there are some outstanding litigation matters that need to be resolved. And my guess is that those won't be resolved anytime soon, so we'd like to generate some sort of income while we wait for that.
Is it your intention to allow your renters access to the boat dock?
So, again, this isn't an issue that at least I have the authority to make. Empire District Electric, if you'll click on anywhere outside of the blue boundary, that's all Empire District Electric land. So to the degree that there's been an easement given by Empire to the parties who were up here earlier, I don't think that exists. I'm almost certain that it doesn't. And so to the degree that they're holding out some sort of interest across Empire District Electric's land, I can't speak to that. It's a matter of litigation that I can't provide advice on. So.
But sir, you're attempting to keep those people out of Empire Electric.
We called the Sheriff's Department when there were several people going down there that we had no idea who they were. We contacted Empire District Electric. They said, hey, you might get the sheriff involved. Sheriff came down and said, hey, you guys need to work this thing out in court. We didn't feel that it was a matter of us to work out in court because it's not our land. It's Empire District Electric. So
it's not your land, but yet you denied them access to the dock.
No, so the property boundary, it runs right, the lot 1 and lot 2 of the Alkire subdivision runs straight down this line right here. And so initially the parties were accessing land by coming onto the Uyghurs easement and then cutting across the property. For us, it was a matter of them crossing over, somebody getting injured, there being an issue on our property once they cross onto it that we didn't want legal liability for. And so we contacted the sheriff and said, hey, if there's an agreement in place, absolutely, we're fine with it, but show it to us and work it out with Empire District Electric. That's where things stand right now.
I was there the day they came. I called Empire District Electric. Empire District Electric said, call the Sheriff's Department. It is our property, which obviously they're giving us the right to use. And they said no one else has the right to that property. If they do, they'll have to go to them and work it out. Okay? But I don't want to assume the liability of someone being on our property that I don't know that has a right to be there and doesn't have any agreement with us. So you understand what I mean? I mean, it'd be like you blocking someone from walking across your property just because they say they have a right to, but that they can't prove that they do.
I understand that wasn't my question. My question was, are you going to allow people that are ready to buy the rental access to the dock?
It's not in the application right now. So, and that's the dock is the part that's still being litigated. So, you didn't apply for not the rental for the dock. That's not part of this at all.
Okay.
Thanks. A lot of information. Any comments or someone willing to make a motion?
Can anybody say anything to the audience?
No, ma'am. unless you signed up to speak.
Okay, I signed up.
You did sign up?
Okay. She has her sheet. She can present it to Bonita if she wanted to speak.
That's ma'am, if you're going to speak, come on up. If you did sign up, I will definitely let you speak. We need you to turn that sheet back in.
I am so sorry. I knew that we had problems out there. I own a piece of property, and it's been in my family for 50 years. From here over. Brian, I understand.
Ma'am, I need you. You need to address.
I'm a business person. I understand. I've been there. My family's been there for over 50 years. I hate doing this, but as a taxpayer, and you working for me as a taxpayer, and the liability on this thing, and I'm sorry to do this to Brian and his corporation, but as a taxpayer, you have no business doing anything with this, even if it shows the guidelines, because it's too tied up in litigation. It needs to wait. And I don't want to see Brian and his group lose money, but there's too much going on that property. And that's my advice to y'all. And it just breaks my heart. And I've said prayers over this. And please let God guide you, because you need the guidance.
Thank you. Any discussion, comments to make someone comfortable in making a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny the application.
We do have a motion on the floor to deny the application. Do we have a second? Or any discussion?
I'll second that.
We do have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to appeal or to deny the application, raise your hand. Did you get that, Bonita?
Yes. Can you? I didn't. I was writing.
It's unanimous.
So it's 6-0. Okay.
Thank you.
Will we provide it? Be provided with any reasoning so we can appeal it? No, it's just.
I mean, within the motion, there wasn't anything specific, but going back to the guidelines specific to general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community, and with the standards of development in these regulations would be the one specific to me.
Thank you.
And that was well said, and for your own edification, I made the motion to deny. And I'm not a man possessed of a lot of higher education. It's got too much hair on it.
Thank you.
That's where I'm at.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, that was general guidelines for special use. That's number 6. That's, I can show it to you. It's right here. Item F.
Okay, the next one. Scott, are we ready for the next?
Yeah, let me get the paper out here in the folder.
Next is 18-21 Harvath Communication and Fortune Wireless proposed wireless communication facility. Is the applicant here? Or representative? Good evening.
Good evening.
Case number 18-21, the Maze Men Communication Tower. James Cardinal is our representative. Representative James Cardinal. Fortune Wireless is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing a new wireless telecommunications facility consisting of a 250-foot guide tower and associated equipment with a 75-by-75 fence compound located at 615 Deer Lane, Kirbyville, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 120 acres in size with 8 mobile homes. Get our bearings here. This is Kirbyville right here. Deer Lane's access. 8 mobile homes and 1 garage on the property. The access road to the facility will come in northeast from Deer Lane and continue northeast to the facility. Representative James Cardinal. With the tower will have 1 antenna installed at the top of the tower and be designated to accommodate up to 3 additional future installments. The applicant has submitted a professional engineered stamp letter stating the collapse to ground radius would equal 175 feet if the tower is designed and manufactured by Sabra Towers and Poles. The nearest resident is approximately 480 feet, which is this one right here. Tower location is somewhat in the location of this bush, entrance kind of here. So our nearest residence is here. And the nearest road is 220 feet from the proposed tower location, which is Deer Lane. In our staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 21821, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from the Federal Communications and Federal Aviation Administration if required. Three is no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, a Division 2 permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of the Division 2 permit, an engineered design fall zone letter for the proposed telecommunications tower shall be provided to the Planning Department office, which has been, if it's the Sabra.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Seven, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. And eight, a decision or record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you. Anything you would like to add to the
presentation? It's pretty thorough. It's a pretty straightforward site. It's in a big field area, not a lot of things around it. Other than that, I think Scott covered it. So I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Who are you serving with this tower?
This will be for Verizon. Will be the company going in right now.
There are going to be other.
It's possible. Hopefully, you're right. There's no plans for it, but hopefully some more will be on.
But there's not any definite plans for anybody but Verizon at this time.
Correct.
Okay. I guess I don't fully understand why the tower would be necessary for Verizon for immediate coverage. Verizon has pretty good coverage in this area, I think. I got a call just a minute ago. But
based on the engineers,
I really didn't see the full need of the tower for Verizon myself in this area with the other towers that we have permitted in the past.
Yeah, based on their maps, I'm not sure if it's a coverage map or an offload. So it could be a tower that's nearby is getting overloaded, so they're trying to offload traffic from that. I'm not sure which, but it's one of the two. The engineers saw a need in that area, and that's about the exact area that they gave me was right on that property. So that's where I went and were able to get something done there.
Well,
so
I guess I don't understand all the engineering on it, but I mean,
I can't say that I do.
We've got a whole bunch of towers down here, and we don't have too many 250-foot towers down here.
Where's the closest tower?
I don't know. It's not within a half mile, maybe even a mile. Nowhere that I looked.
Is that higher or lower than their existing tower? The proposed site, is it higher or lower in elevation?
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't look.
Just the ground.
I don't know. I don't know where
that would explain why they need that hole covered.
Yeah.
Part of it.
That wasn't in my scope of work, so I don't want to speak to that. I didn't look into the nearest towers.